The gospel for this day is the gospel according to St. Matthew, the 27th chapter, beginning with the 45th verse. You have heard Pastor Greg and Diane talk about our theme today being sensing the sacredness. Scripture is filled with many, many passages which display or personify the sacredness of God. And in this particular passage of Scripture, which may seem out of season, we not only experience the sacredness of God, but we see a response to the sacredness of God. As we hear today about the sacredness of God, and hopefully you will sense it, be mindful that with the sensing of the sacredness comes a spirit-filled response, that of being sent. Listen to this episode in the life of Jesus on Good Friday. From the sixth hour until the ninth hour, darkness came over all the land. About the ninth hour, Jesus cried out in a loud voice, "Eloi, Eloi, lama sabachthani," which means, my God, why have you forsaken me?" When some of those standing there heard this, they said, "He's calling Elijah." Immediately, one of them ran and got a sponge. He filled it with wine vinegar, put it on a stick, and offered it to Jesus to drink. The rest said, "Now leave him alone. Let's see if Elijah comes to save him." And when Jesus had cried out again in a loud voice, he gave up his spirit. At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. The earth shook. And the rocks split. The tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life. They came out of the tombs, and after Jesus' resurrection, they went into the holy city and appeared to many people. When the centurion and those with him who were guarding Jesus saw the earthquake and all that had happened, they were terrified and exclaimed, "Surely, he was the Son of God." These are the words of God for us this day. I invite you to please be seated. Well, as we think about these words that came from the centurion, we would hope and pray today that even as the centurion sense the sacredness of God in his presence, that you, in whatever way God has in store for you this day, may not only sense the sacredness, but that you, like all those throughout Scripture, might sense your calling. In other words, you're being sent. For God allows us to sense the sacredness so that we might know that God's Spirit fills us and sends us. Would you pray with me? Gracious Lord, on this day when we've heard the testimony of a centurion, a pagan by all accounts, one who sensed the sacredness in his presence and proclaimed the truth of the identity of the Son of God. Lord, help us in our journey to not only sense your sacredness, but to be sent to proclaim that truth to others. In your name we pray. Amen. The Lord is in his holy temple. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth keep silent. Let all the earth keep silent before him. That was the song with which we began worship every Sunday, Christ Lutheran Church in Cottonwood, Minnesota. My singing of that song when my own boys were little led them to say, "Dad, how about if we let Mom do the singing in our house?" You should hear that song when sung with a full choir. majestic. And as a young child in Cottonwood, Minnesota, at Christ Lutheran Church, I truly had a sense of the sacredness of God as that was sung from the back of the church and announcing that worship was about to begin. It really called us into a sense of worship, sensing the sacredness of God. Now, of course, I knew that God was present everywhere. When you grow up with a brother named Rick, you have a mom that says, you know, boys, God can see you wherever you are. And I know she was saying that mostly to Rick, but I happened to overhear it. So I knew that God was everywhere present. And yet when we were in the sanctuary, preparing for worship, there was a special sense of the sacredness that that song introduced us to experience. I remember it, oh, so very well. And it reminded me that as we have been on this journey this summer, experiencing the heartbeat of God through a series called From Head to Heart to Hands, inviting us to allow us to, with our minds, read and hear God's word, with our hearts to feel and sense God's presence, with our hands to go therefore and serve. And now as we've entered into the Pulse series, another invitation to sense the sacredness of God, but also to feel the pulse of God, the heartbeat of God, and to truly be about God's business. Do you remember how it is that each letter of Pulse stands for a short phrase? Those who've been here before, P stands for, do you remember? Paying attention. Obviously, somebody was. So that's good. Paying attention. Pay attention to God's word. Pay attention to those ways in which God is acting in our world. Pay attention to those ways that God is present. Pay attention to the ways in which, as Pastor Greg introduced worship today, God allows the light to overcome the darkness. God's love will overcome hate. Pay attention to that. Then the U stood for understanding empathy. In other words, pay attention to the compassionate way in which God has empathy for each of us. God knows our situation. God knows our helplessness. God sends his Son to be our Savior. He understands, and with empathy, compassion, with his sending Savior Spirit, he sends his Son to us. Then L stands for? All right, loving with connection. That was just last week, so a little easier to remember. Loving with connection. And it's on the screen, that helps too, yeah. Big help, yeah. And you read well, so, you know, we're all together now. Loving with connection. God sends his love. Do we pay attention to it? Do we understand it? Do we experience it? Loving with connection, so that we can love others. So that we love with connection that overcomes hate. And today, sensing the sacredness. And next week, I'm not going to go there today, but embodying new life. That will conclude our series. And with all of these themes, we truly experience the pulse of the gospel, the pulse of God in our lives. As I was thinking about sensing the sacredness, I was not only reminded of that song that we sung back at Christ Lutheran in Cottonwood, but I was reminded of that incredible passage of scripture that Diane read so well for us today. From Isaiah chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Powerful passage of scripture. I saw the Lord high and exalted. Can you imagine what it must have been there? What it must have been like for Isaiah to be there, to see the Lord, and knowing that anybody who actually saw the Lord, by their theology, their thinking, their understanding, it would perish. This was an incredible privilege that God was granting Isaiah. He was allowing him to see his presence. And then to feel the temple tremble. Can you imagine the almighty presence of God? Wow. what that must have been like. And Isaiah proclaims, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord Almighty. The whole earth is full of his glory." That proclamation in the book of Isaiah. Do you know the backstory to what was going on there? The backstory is this: Isaiah was being called by God to be a prophet, not an ordinary prophet, a great prophet. You see, the nation of Israel had slipped away from true worship of God. They'd made a mockery of God's name, and they were not using the temple like they needed its intended sacred purpose. And the nation was in turmoil. They had lost their focus. And so God is calling them back through the prophet Isaiah to bring back their focus. And so God calls Isaiah. And at the end of this passage, where he's sensing the sacredness of God, do you see what happens? He's overcome. He's filled with the power of God's Spirit. He's cleansed there of all his forgiven of his sinfulness. He's cleansed. He's purified. And then he senses a calling. And what is Isaiah's response? "Here am I. Send me." Yeah. Send me. You see, what's powerful about sensing the sacredness is that it's a twofold thing. We not only sense God's presence, but we sense that God is sending us. The sacredness of God is not something to be contained. The sacredness of God is intended to be sent, to be proclaimed to all the world. And here God is calling and sending Isaiah, just as God intends to call and send each of us. So this past summer was a significant one for Shay and I. On June 26th, we celebrated our 40th wedding anniversary. And I know you not only think that I look young, but you think Shay looks really young, and she is. She was married as just a young girl. That's legal back in Minnesota. So that's kind of how that worked. And it was our 40th wedding anniversary in June, and she came up with the idea that, hey, wouldn't it be fun for us, while we're still young, to go and really experience God's wonderful creation in the state of Utah? Well, I'd never been to Utah before, and she made me aware that Utah has some of the greatest national parks in all of America. So we went to Zion and Bryce Canyon and Arches, which is a picture. And you know, pictures never do justice, do they, to the splendor of God's creation? And yet hopefully you can get just a glimpse or a sense, just even if minute, of the splendor of God's creation. Every new venue provided us with yet another spectacular sight, each unique, each different. Someone asked me when we were just about done with our journey and we'd hiked in the parks and we'd experienced them, and they said, "Which one was your favorite?" And I said, "Do you have children?" And they said, "Yes, why?" I said, "Which one is your favorite?" They're all unique. They're all different. They're all special in their own way. And so was our experience of the splendor of God's creation. While we were there, it reminded me of what the psalmist wrote in Psalm 8, one of my favorite psalms, a psalm that proclaims the sacredness and the splendor of God. "O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." The splendor and the sacredness of God's creation. Did you see the full moon this past week? Did you get a chance to get out and see it? Wasn't it spectacular? I thought about that full moon when I remembered these words from Psalm 8. "When I consider your heavens, the work of your fingers, the moon and the stars which you have set in place." And then I love how the psalmist goes on. And he says this: "Then who are we that you are mindful of us? And who are our children that you care for them? Yet you make us a little lower than the heavenly beings, and you crown us with glory and honor. You make us ruler over the works of your hands. You put everything under our feet, all flocks and herds, the beasts of the field, the birds of the air, the fish of the sea, all that swim the paths of the seas. O Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth. A passage of scripture inspired to King David, who penned these words. God inspired him to pen these words. And when King David wrote these words of proclamation about the majesty and the splendor and the sacredness of God, he did it knowing full well that God was calling him to a special purpose as a king of Israel. He was overwhelmed by the sacredness of God, and he felt the Spirit sending him to this calling. You see, it's always two-pronged. When God allows us to experience and sense the sacredness, it's a foretaste of the sending that God has in store for each of us. Isaiah knew that. David knew that. David also knew that those who were navigators in his day could use the moon and the stars, the heavenly beings. They could use those for navigational purposes. When David looked at the moon and the stars, he was not only proclaiming the majesty of God, the splendor, the sacredness of God. He was saying, God, I'm depending on you to navigate for me. When I look at the moon and the stars, I know how to read them, so I know where true north is, and I can navigate based on that. God, I need you to navigate my life as you send me. So as Pastor Greg mentioned, we had a baptism at the 8 o'clock service today, and they were really excited because they don't get as many baptisms as you do at 9:30, and the room was buzzing as Xander was baptized today. And it was a great baptism, and Pastor Greg did a fantastic job, and we sensed the sacredness of God through baptism today. What makes that baptism special is knowing that God was present and God's Spirit was going into Xander through baptism. But what also makes it special is knowing Xander's backstory. Xander's middle name is Niermeyer. He's named after his grandpa Don. And his family was sensing grandpa Don's presence, who now resides with God in his heavenly home. But also Xander's birth was challenging. You see, Xander's umbilical cord was wrapped around his neck a couple of times, and it was a very complicated birth. And then he developed an infection, and his mom did too, and it was kind of touch and go at the beginning. But Xander came out of all of that, and so did Jesse, his mom. And when Jesse was talking about her little baby Xander, she knew that not only the miracle of birth and life, but the miracle of having that little baby saved in the process was very significant for her. She talked about the miracle of meeting this child for the first time when he was born, waiting 9 months to meet him, and now getting to see this little human that God had created. And she said, the miracles go on, Pastor. She said, you know, each day, he's now 8 months old, and each day he's doing new things. And I see the miracle of growth that God is creating. Not only the miracle of creation, but the miracle of growing this little baby into the person he is to become. You see, that's what God does for us in baptism. God provides the miracle of claiming us and naming us and creating us to be who we are. And then God provides daily for us to become the person that God is calling us and sending us to be. That's why those baptismal promises are so important. God promising that we will be God's children. and God promising that by His Spirit, He equips us to be sent, to be the person He has created and is creating us to be. So when our little boys, Bobby and Nathan, were baptized, we sang this song at each of their baptisms. Perhaps some of you know it. I was there to hear your mourning cry. I'll be there when you are old. I rejoiced the day you were baptized to see your life unfold. God rejoices in our baptism, and God rejoices in the unfolding of our lives as through our baptisms we are called and we are sent. When I was baptized, the popular baptismal hymn way back in those many years ago, the baptismal hymn was Beautiful Savior. Perhaps you know that song. Beautiful Savior, King of creation, Son of God, Son of man. Truly I'd love thee. And you remember what comes next? Truly I'd serve thee. You see, what God wants us to experience through that majestic hymn is not only the sacredness of God, but the sending of God. Yes, truly I'd love thee. And truly, when we sense God's sacredness, truly I send thee. So yesterday we celebrated the life of one of our Friday folders, Audrey Jensen, a wonderful saint of God, a saint by God's claiming and redeeming. She knew of God's love and God's forgiveness in her life. She was faithful in her serving at Friday Folders. And what she was also faithful in is doing something that was behind the scenes that perhaps few, if any, really knew about. Even though she had no children of her own, she loved children. And she supported our children's ministry in a significant way. When I told one of our student ministry leaders that I was going to be involved in a funeral on Saturday, they said, oh, who died? And I said, Audrey Jensen. They said, Audrey? Oh, no, not Audrey. Audrey has for years sponsored children and cared for children in our student ministry. And she did it behind the scenes. Only a few people knew. She loved children. She knew of God's sacredness of her life. And she felt sent to do what she could do for the sake of God's people, God's children. Yesterday at her funeral, one of her nephews got up and talked about the peace of God that passes all understanding that Audrey personified for him. And how it was that she, when facing hospice care, had been such a powerful witness in his life. She faced death confident of her life eternal. And she embraced death as a gateway to God's life, God's heavenly home prepared for her. Sensing the sacred means that we, yes, sense God's presence, and also, yes, that we sense how it is that God is sending us. You sang right before this message a hymn entitled, Will You Let Me Be Your Servant? At the conclusion of this message, we'll sing a couple more verses of that hymn, which includes these words, Will You Let Me Be Your Servant? Let me be as Christ to you. Pray that I may have the grace to let you be my servant too. In our gospel for today, we hear that episode in the life of Jesus on Good Friday. That episode when Jesus gave up his spirit. And immediately thereafter, the temple curtain was torn in two. The ground shook, the rocks split, and those there sensed the sacredness of God. One of them, a centurion, as far as we know, a pagan, proclaimed when seeing all that had happened, "Truly, this was the Son of God." We don't know, and Matthew doesn't record what happened to the centurion thereafter. Was he converted? Did he go and proclaim this truth about what he had seen, sensing the sacred? We don't know. But what we do know is that Matthew has used these words of testimony, this proclamation, this witness, to thousands, literally millions of people, to hear how it was that this person sensed the sacredness and saw the sacredness and proclaimed the sacredness. And so should we. So what is your spiritual pulse? I'd like to submit to you today that there are at least two, and there's probably more, but there's at least two ways to check your spiritual pulse. One is, have you sensed God's sacredness? Have you sensed God's sacredness? And secondly, as you check your spiritual pulse, have you heard or sensed your calling to be sent? Pastor Greg mentioned at the beginning of worship the events that are going on in Charlottesville, Virginia. He mentioned words from John chapter 1 and words from Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Words that proclaim that the light will overcome the darkness and that love overcomes hate. When we think about how it is that God navigates us, when we sense the splendor of God and the sacredness of God, and we look at the moon and the stars, when we sense and know that Jesus Christ is our true north, then our Christian compass, in a world that seems to have lost its moral compass, then our Christian compass recognizes Christ as true north. And we will be nobler than we know. And we will be better than we think when we truly sense the sacredness and are sent by God. Would you pray with me? Gracious Lord, on this day, we hear your calling of the prophet Isaiah, who sensed your sacredness and knew that he was sent. On this day, we hear the proclamation of King David, who sensed your sacredness and he was sent to be a mighty king. Lord, on this day, we have been made aware of the events that are going on in Charlottesville. Lord, this day, as we sense your sacredness, help us to identify our Charlottesville, wherever that may be in our world. Help us to allow your light to overcome the darkness. Help us to allow your love to overcome hate as we sense your sacredness and are sent by you. Amen.